Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Governor Bill Lee's proposal to double the size of Tennessee's new private school voucher program faces a critical vote tomorrow. The Senate Finance Committee is scheduled to weigh in on whether to expand from 20,000 to 40,000 vouchers. The Nashville Banner's Sarah Grace Taylor tells This Is Nashville, our daily show, that the expansion would add nearly $150 million to the state budget in a tight year. That's why some Republican members are looking to scale back the expansion. Instead of doubling the total number of seats offered to a total of 40,000, they'd rather control costs by capping the expansion at 35,000. The cost of doubling the program would exceed $150 million a year, according to a state analysis. The Tennessean reports the downsized expansion would shave off nearly $38 million. The Memphis Police Department is investigating officers' response to a political protest this weekend. Near the end of that city's No Kings protest, a group of officers tackled, handcuffed, and pepper-sprayed people who were marching through the street with their arms linked. It's not clear how many officers have been placed on leave or are being investigated. A statement from Memphis Mayor Paul Young says, quote, "I hate that this incident occurred." You'll hear more news at WPLN.org.
CPR.
From an